The World According to Anna by Jostein Gaarder. Read by Penelope Rawlins. Sleigh Ride. On New Year's Eve, for as long as Anna could remember, the families in her village had gone up to the mountain pastures on a sleigh. The horses had been groomed and dressed, and the sleighs had been adorned with bells and flaming torches to cut through the darkness. Sometimes a Pistmasher was sent up in advance so that the horses wouldn't get stuck in loose snow. But every New Year's Eve, without fail, they went to the mountains, not on skis or scooters, but on horse-drawn sleighs. Christmas was a magical experience, but it was this sleigh ride into the mountain meadows that was the real winter adventure. New Year's Eve was a special time. Normal rules did not apply, and everyone mixed freely. On that evening, they left one year behind and entered the next. They stepped over an invisible boundary between what had been and what would be. Happy New Year, and thank you for the old one. Anna loved this time of year. She couldn't decide which part she liked the most, the ride up the mountain to celebrate the last hours of the old year, or the trip back down, wrapped up tight in a blanket, with mum's, dad's, or a neighbour's warm arm around her shoulders. But on New Year's Eve, the year Anna turned 10, no snow had fallen either on the mountain plateau or on the lowlands. Jack Frost had long held the countryside in his icy grip, but apart from the odd small drift, the mountains were untouched by snow. Even the high mountain terrain lay bare beneath the open sky, stripped of its winter cloak. Adults muttered about global warming and climate change, and Anna made a note of these new terms. For the first time in her life, she had a sense that the world was in disarray. But to the mountains they had to go, whatever the conditions, even though the only possible way to get there would be by tractor. They would also have to go during the day. Without snow on the plateau, it would be too dark to see your hand in front of your face at night. Even torches would be of little use, and tying them to the tractors and trailers would look silly. So it was that 5 tractors and trailers wound their way slowly through the birch trees, carrying delicious food and drink. Snow or no snow, they had to raise a glass to the new year, and perhaps organize some games on the frozen meadows. The absence of snow had not been the only talking point that Christmas. Over the holidays, reindeer had been spotted down by the farms, and people joked that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?